No one lights a lamp and hides it in a jar or puts it under a bed. Instead, he puts it on a stand so that those who come in can see the light. Luke 8:16. Good morning and welcome to Through Their Message. My name is Rhonda, and I would like to invite you to come and join me this morning at 9 a.m. for Sunday School at Foundations Bible Church. And then together we can enter into worship at 10:15, and afterwards get to know one another in a time of fellowship. Let your heart sing out today. Let your spirit be free to join in prayer, and leave the troubles of the world at the door. Come in and worship the Lord our God. Heavenly Father, hear our cries. Answer our pleas for guidance as we navigate these waters churning of the chaos which has been influenced and driven by the hearts of men. We know, Lord, that you alone are God, and that there is none like you, that the trials set before us are to test and to strengthen us. Lord, increase our faith. It is true, Lord, that the desires of many are to be like you, all-powerful, and that their commands be obeyed. But they are as your word says. They are like grass or as the flowers of the field. They rise up in the morning, and they are in their fullness at noon, and by the evening setting of the sun they are no more. And how are they remembered, if they are remembered, will be by the fruit that they bore while breath filled them. Remind each of us, Lord, of whose breath we do breathe, of whose hand picked up the dust of the earth and formed it and gave it life. Remind us of who the Creator is and who is the created, and of whom we are when the light of the world has filled us with your Holy Spirit, and within us and from us radiates the light which is the source of life. In the name of He who is that light, in the name of Jesus, who is your Christ Father and the Savior to this world, in Jesus' name we pray. In Matthew 6:22, Jesus said, "The eye is the lamp of the body. If the eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great that darkness." In our world today, actually for my lifetime, of which I can only speak from, we have been told that what we see is not what is or may have actually happened. So how can this be? We have interpreters who have designated themselves to see and tell us what we are to see and hear. They are useful tools themselves and have led many astray with their version of the truth, and all the while hiding in plain sight what is true. And because of this, we are reminded that we do not know a man's heart. Only God truly knows a man, and he knows him even better than the man himself. We can assume his motives. We often judge his character on what we see, what we hear, and what we perceive and interpret to be the truth through our own eyes and with our own hearts. You know, what could possibly go wrong? Luke 8:16, "No one lights a light and hides it in a jar or puts it under a bed. Instead, he puts it on a stand so that those who come in can see the light." The lamp of the Lord, the eyes of the Lord, searches the spirit of a man. It searches the heart of a man and searches his inmost being. A man who is filled with light will not want to hide that light, nor will they withhold that light when darkness descends. A light gives off light, whether it is as a lantern or a lamp in a room in your home, or a flashlight that peers into the darkness and into the hardest of places to reach. No matter its shape, form, or source, a lamp provides light. It exposes the darkness, and those things hidden are made visible. Our eyes take in the sights that the light has exposed, and our mind processes what we see, and our body reacts to it. We have eyes to see, and then we notice that our ears can hear. In order for a lamp to work, it must be filled with something. Ancient lamps used olive oil, and 100-plus years ago they used kerosene. Today we have electricity, and we are connected to the source of energy that lights our lamps and gives power to the modern conveniences that we have become accustomed to. We have batteries of every shape and size so that power is mobile, and we can have it and take it with us wherever we go. Light comes to us through many different sources. But in order to be able to utilize that light, to make it shine so that we can see around us, we must have a source where the power comes from. And that without that power source, we will continue to sit in darkness. David once wrote, "You, O Lord, keep my lamp burning. My God turns my darkness into light." Psalm 18 and 28. David knew where the power for his lamp came from. It came from God, who turns darkness into day, and of whom the light that radiates from him the sun cannot compare. I can turn on a light, and I can see my way around a room without stumbling and tripping over things. I see my path before me, and I can see what is directly in front of me, to my left and to my right, and I have all that I need to maneuver through that moment. Outside, I have a yard light, and while directly under the light, everything is clear, and I can see those things around me and react to them appropriately. But the further away I walk from the yard light center, the fainter the light becomes, and the shadows appear to take on more power, because my eyes strain to see, and my mind and my body now are not sure of what I do see, and so they work to fill in the blanks. With Jesus as our source of light, there is no guesswork. He and the Father are one, and to see him is to see the Father. With Jesus as our source of light, we do not have to fear the darkness. This world is filled with evil and arrogant, wicked people. People whose hearts are dark and void of life. People who arrogantly challenge God and who deny his power and sovereignty. O Lord, the God who avenges, O God who avenges, shine forth. Ride up, O Judge of the earth, and pay back the proud what they deserve. How long will the wicked, O Lord, how long will the wicked be jubilant? They pour out arrogant words, all the evildoers are full of boasting. They crush your people, O Lord, they oppress your inheritance. They slay the widow and the alien, they murder the fatherless, and they say, "The Lord does not see, the God of Jacob pays no heed." Take heed, you senseless ones among the people. You fools, when will you become wise? Does he who implanted the ear not hear? Does he who formed the eye not see? And does he who disciplines nations not punish? The Lord knows the thoughts of man. He knows that they are futile. Blessed is the man you discipline, O Lord, the man you teach from your law. You grant him relief from days of trouble, till a pit is dug for the wicked. For the Lord will not reject his people, and he will not forsake his inheritance. Judgment will again be founded on righteousness, and all the upright in heart will follow it. Who will rise up for me against the wicked? Who will take a stand for me against evildoers? Unless the Lord had given me help, I would soon have dwelt in the silence of death. And when I said, "My foot is slipping," your love, O Lord, supported me. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought joy to my soul. Can a corrupt throne be allied with you, one that brings misery by its decrees? They band together against the righteous and condemn the innocent to death. But the Lord has become my fortress and my God, the rock in whom I take refuge. He will repay them for their sins and destroy them for their wickedness. The Lord our God will destroy them. Psalm 94. The man who stands in the light is blessed in his freedom from the heaviness of darkness. His lamp has been lit. And if a lamp is lit, there's light. There's no two ways about it. Hear the word of the Lord. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. John 1:1. And from John 3:19 to 21, this is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love the darkness instead of light because their deeds are evil. And everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear his deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by truth comes into the light, so that it may be plainly seen that what has been done through God. And finally, John 8 and 12. Jesus says, "I am the light of the world. And whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Come, follow me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. It is Jesus calling to each of us to come out of the darkness and to step into the light. Ask the Lord today to open your eyes, the lamp to your body. Ask Him to come into your life. Surrender yourself to Him. And ask Him to be Lord in your life, to care for you, to guide you, to lead you, and bask in His love. And fear not, for He is with you always, even to the very end of the age. It is a prayer for the Christian and for the unbeliever who have not fully submitted and who have yet to taste the sweetness of God's salvation.